Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So now we mentioned that relatives are unfit to serve as witnesses in a person's case. Who are the relatives that are unfit? So Mishnah Dalet tells us, V'elu hein hakrovin, these are the relatives. Achiv, his brother, v'achi aviv, and his father's brother, v'achi imo, and his mother's brother, ubal achoso, and his sister's husband, ubal achos aviv, and the husband of his father's sister, ubal achos imo, and the husband of his mother's sister, ubal imo, and his stepfather, v'chamiv, and his father-in-law, v'giso. Let's look in the Bartnero, who will tell us what giso means. Bal achos ishto, it's the husband of his wife's sister, so I guess we'd call him a brother-in-law. Hein uvenehen v'chasnehen, they and their sons and their sons-in-law. So all of these people are unfit to testify against or in favor of a person. V'chorgo levado, and his stepson alone. So his stepson's son or his stepson's son-in-law, for example, would not be prohibited from testifying, but his stepson would. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Zo Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. This is the Mishnah the way Rabbi Akiva taught it. Aval Mishnah Rishona, Dodo Uven Dodo. But the original text of the Mishnah was his uncle and the son of his uncle. So what's the practical difference? We'll take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Dodo, etc. Lafuke Ache Ha'em Bekrove Ha'ishus. This excludes his mother's brother and the relatives by marriage. So it's much broader in the Mishnah the way we have it. Kol haroi liyarshov, kol hakarav lo ba'oso shah. Anyone who is fit to inherit from him, and anyone who's related to him at the time of the trial. Hayakarav v'nisrachek. But if someone was previously relative to him by marriage, and then through death or divorce they're no longer related, harizek kasher, then he can revert to being able to serve as a witness in this case. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, afilo mesa bito v'yesh lo banim mimena, Hare Zekarov. Even if his daughter dies, if there are sons remaining from her, then his son-in-law remains a relative to him. Let us look in the Bartnero. Bal Achoso, the husband of his sister. Mishum Debal Ki'ishto, because a man is like his wife. So you probably heard the expression, Ishto Shaladam Kamoso, a man's wife is like himself. It works both ways. So since his sister would be the functional equivalent of a brother and unable to testify against him, her husband is like her and unable to testify. And the Tosfos Yontif says, "Begemara yalef loy mikra," and the Gemara actually learns this principle from a pasuk. Heim uvenehim v'chasnehem, all of these relatives plus their sons and their sons-in-law. V'davka banim ubenos sheyeshlo legiso me'achos ishto. We're referring specifically to the children that his brother-in-law has from his wife's sister. Avalem yeshlo banim me'isha acheres, o chasanim nesuin lebenos sheyeshlo me'isha acheres. If he has sons from another wife, or if he has sons-in-law who are married to daughters from another wife, enam chashuvim krovim, they are not relatives. So my brother-in-law's son from my sister-in-law is prohibited to testify against me, but my brother-in-law's son from another wife would be permitted to testify against me. Bechurgo, his stepson, ben ishto me'ishacher, the son of his wife from another man, hu bilvad chashev karov, he alone is considered a relative. About ben chorgo v'chasan chorgo lo, but the son of his stepson or the son-in-law of his stepson not. V'eishas chorgo lo yeidla, and one may not testify against the wife of his stepson, the isha kibala, because a woman is like her husband. So all of these situations have reciprocity. So if someone was a relative, v'nisrachek, and became no longer related to him, shemesa ishto kodem shira eduzu. For example, the wife who was the common relative died before this testimony came about. Rabbi Huda says that if his daughter dies, but there are children left from the marriage, then he's still considered related to the son-in-law. V'ein halachak Rabbi Huda, but this is not, in fact, the final halacha. Let us continue now with Mishnah Hey. Ha'ohev v'hasone. We also do not allow someone who loves one of the litigants or someone who hates one of the litigants to testify. What do these phrases mean? Ohev, Zeshoshbino. This is his attendant. Sone, and the hater, Koshalo Diber Imo, Shlosha Yamin Be'eva. Someone who can't speak to a person for 3 days out of resentment. Amru lo, but they said to him, lo nechshdu Yisrael al-kach. We don't suspect someone will lie under oath for these reasons. So they are, in fact, permitted to serve as witnesses. Quick look in the Barton Uro, Shashbino, Re'ehu b'yamei chupaso, his friend in the days of his wedding, pasulo kol yamei hachupa. He's forbidden the entire time of the marriage celebration. So your best man can't be a witness in your trial during the week of Shevet Brachos. Lo nechshdu Yisrael akach, we don't suspect someone of this. Lehaid sheker mishum eba ve'ahava. We don't suspect that someone will lie under oath, will testify falsely because of resentment or because of love. V'chein halacha, and that is the halacha. V'davka be'edus pligi rabbanan alei. And the rabbanan are only talking about serving as a witness. Aval b'din modu rabbanan de pasul lo ledun. But the rabbanan agree that a close friend or an enemy cannot serve as a judge on someone's case. The rachim le enuro lo chova, because if he feels tender towards him, then he's not going to find him guilty. The sunny le lo matzi l'afuche bizachuse, and if he has resentment towards him, if he hates him, then he's not going to be able to find in his favor. So that's not allowed for judging, but it is allowed for witnessing. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yisvav and Zion.